Hey there, my name is Kim Mosey, and you're turned into with the CPOVR, also known as the Colored Point of View Radio at Hotel Chapel, New West, South Carolina. I'm here with DeMarcus Scurry, Stanley Davenport, and Kobe Sly, and today we're discussing the book Lady Trumpet in Our Hands and the death of Marvin and its effect on the plot in this book. So, DeMarcus, if Marvin was still alive, how do you think the story's plot would change?
If Marvin was still alive, the book would be in a whole other direction. The book was based off the family getting Justin for a lifelong friend who was killed. The meetings with Thurgood Marshall and Harry T. Moore were all about Marvin. Them infiltrating the Klan headquarters started with Marvin. Without the death of Marvin, both families would be happy. Luther and Armetta would have a son, and the Mechanics would still have a friend. Marvin's death started the book's plot. Without the death of Marvin, Susan Carol McCarthy, the author of the book, would have to figure out a way to show how life was in Southern Florida in earlier times.
So, Stanley, if Marvin was still alive, how do you think the story's plot would change?
None of the stuff would happen. Like the FBI wouldn't have came to Florida, the NCAA wouldn't have came, and like, I think Harry T. Moore probably wouldn't have died, but he would die farther on later than what expected. And I think none of the people would have got killed or shot, like ran. Marvin probably would have been having a fun time with his family. And his Miss Luce wouldn't have got man suicide.
So, Kobe, if Marvin was still alive, how do you think the story's plot would change in your point of view?
The plot would be way different. Like, Risha's family wouldn't be stressed out like how they was trying just to get somebody to notice Marvin's death. And then certain events would happen, like Ren getting shot, they invading the KKK headquarters, or they wouldn't be affiliated with KKK at all anyway. And they wouldn't. What's unfortunate, they wouldn't met Thurgood Marshall if Marvin wouldn't have died.
And here's the words from our sponsors.
Our sponsor comes from Orbit, the good clean feeling. Like they always say, eat, drink, chew, Orbit.
Thank you for tuning back in, and I'm still Kima. How do you think the people of our generation now were at to Marvin's death, DeMarcus?
I think in our generation, riots will begin to erupt. The KKK might not be as large of a group as they once were, but will still spark something. It will be viewed as an innocent African-American male has been killed unjustly. The sheriff in the town of Maker didn't even send out an investigation so they could prove that it was just a fight. This event will cause communities to stand up to the police and to the Klan. Organizations like the NAACP and Black Lives Matter will also get involved. So in our generation, where there are more rights for African American community, there will be riots and protests so that changes will be made over the death of an innocent man.
So Stanley, how do you think the people of 2015 will react to Marvin's death?
As DeMarcus said, there will be riots, fights, people going to jail, killings. What happened in New York, Missouri, Kansas, like all them people getting killed and no one helping, and that's all.
So, Kobe, how do you think the people of 2015 react to Marvin's death today?
How they will react, they'll go straight to social media and just make it this huge thing. And they won't exactly blow it out of proportion, but they would just like make sure everybody knows about it just so they could get justice for that young black man. Because in my opinion, all black shootings have become typical in our generation.
Now it's time for a special CPOV segment, which we like to call the KPOV, Kima Point of View. So, Kima, if Luther and Warren were caught infiltrating the Klan headquarters, how would it affect everyone's lives?
If the Klan caught Luther and Warren trying to infiltrate their headquarters, they probably would have been killed. If they died, it would send the two families into depression. The McCanns would have lost their father, and Armetta would have lost her husband. I think that Armetta would have killed herself, though. At the beginning of the book, she lost her son to the Klan, and it was Luther who helped her get another job to forget about Marvin. If they were caught and Luther was killed, I don't think that Armetta would be able to go on. I think the thought of being alone in the world would be too much, even though she is a strong woman at heart. I think if Luther and Warren were caught infiltrating Klan headquarters, it would cause a negative impact on the characters' lives.
K, Kim, I think you're absolutely right. And for our second question, how do you think people in 2015 will react to Marvin's death?
I think people, they would do the protest and the hashtagging like they did with Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, and Mike Brown. Trayvon Martin, he was a 17-year-old who was killed by George Zimmerman, and he walked away free. Mike Brown, he was an unarmed black teenager who was killed by police. And Sandra Bland, she was strangled to death in her cell on July 13, 2015.
Okay, this about wraps us up. Thank you, Kima, for your point of view.
You're so welcome. And once again, I'm Kima.
This your boy, Kobe.
Your boy, DeMarcus.
Your boy, Stanley.
And this is CPOVR signing off.